Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Can We Help You, your non-professional advice podcast. My name is Franco.
I'm Jax.
I'm Sash.
You can think of us as the big brothers and sister you never had or wanted. We're here to help you with all of life's questions, debates and hot topics, big or small.
Amen, brother.
Sorry, I got a little caught off guard because
I nailed
you said that you weren't going to do a fun one today, just a normal one.
You spring it, you always spring it on me
a fun one.
The last second, like, oh, who's doing the intro? Franco, you do the intro, and then I don't have time to get ChatGPT open. And then I realize no one even asked for the ChatGPT thing, and I'm very down on it.
No, but I was expecting it anyway, and so when you didn't introduce everyone, I was like, oh, wait, I'm supposed to say my name here. So I got caught off guard, that's all.
Yeah. Look, it's not good when you get caught off guard like that, is it?
We're back in opposite ends of the globe.
I know. We were together briefly in the one space and now we are not anymore.
Yeah.
We were together pretty much for the length of that episode and that's what we did and then we
pretty
fucked
much,
off.
Yeah. We ate some food.
We did have some food, yes.
I went back there yesterday actually, someone else's farewell. Had the crispy chicken wings, they were good.
Did you do another podcast?
No. I did tell people that I was with though that I'd recorded a podcast in there the week before and they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, we just recorded a podcast in there. They're like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, people are always surprised to know that I have my own podcast, as in our podcast.
A great podcast. That's very, you should talk
about everyone has a podcast these days. Everyone has one. So, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not that surprising.
Yeah, I feel like ours is a bit of a secret, though. I don't think many of my friends know that this podcast exists.
It's under the radar. Mm.
As I was walking to my office today, I was on the phone to a friend who I've known for like 15 years, and she was like, do you have a podcast? And I was like, yeah, I've had it for 3 years.
Yeah. Tell your friends.
Three, four
Tell
years.
Your friends about
Tell your friends.
How do you explain this podcast to someone who, like, has no context?
Well, I don't think you need to.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think you need to.
Well, since I last saw you guys, I've moved into my house. I'm in the house.
Yes.
Oh,
you
congrats.
Are in a new, big, different sounding, different
empty,
looking
open
house.
Space. Yeah. It's very echoey.
Is it? Okay. Because
it sounds
like
you might need some furniture in there. Yeah.
It's filled. Look.
Oh, there is furniture in there. Oh, my God. That is so. Oh, very nice.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. So you're in like the main big room of the house. That makes a lot more sense. No,
you
need to be recording. You need to be recording from like a walk-in wardrobe for best podcast quality.
It's very echoey in there, so I don't know. Maybe it's just finding the right spot.
There's no other spot. This is it. So like it or lump it. This is where I'm recording. I don't have any. And also, the whole house is
new microphone
timber floorboards. So It is just an echoey house. There's no carpet anywhere.
Echo chamber.
Yeah.
What about a rug?
Got a rug. Got a rug right next to me.
Yeah, you can put down some rugs.
Well, I'm not going to cover my floor in rugs for this podcast that I record for an hour a week. Sorry.
Can you put the rug up like in front of you so it's like hanging in front of you?
May I just show off all of these sound panels that I constructed myself with Franco's my own committed. Hands? Look, there's even one hanging from the roof. Where is your dedication?
Yeah, because that's exactly.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly what I want my home to look like, covered in foam panels, like Franco's creepy dungeon.
If you need someone to build them, I know a guy.
I'll let you know. We paid removalists, and I tell you what, I'll never move without removalists. I don't plan on moving for at least a decade. I plan to stay here for a very long time.
Okay, fair enough.
But when we do eventually move, if we eventually, maybe we'll stay here forever. I don't know. Oh my God, just having people to do everything. I even offered to help, and they're like, no, 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 it's all good. And I was like, okay. So we just kind of, it was.
Nah, don't offer to help. You're paying them for a service. Don't offer to help.
Guess how much it cost?
$350.
No.
What world are you living in?
I know, God. Must be cheap
in the
US.
Would pay that to just hire your own truck and do it yourself.
What do you mean? Mm-hmm. How much?
Any guesses, Franco?
A lot more. I've got no idea, but maybe like $1,200?
Yeah, bang on. $1,200 dues.
That was just a guess. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
How long were they there for?
7.5 hours.
Gee, that's not a bad gig, I got to say. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
$1,200, I guess between two guys, it's 600 each.
Yeah, it was like still, $55 an hour, but they worked for a company, so they weren't getting the whole amount. But yeah, no, it was honestly so worth it. It was just the most, probably the easiest move I've ever had in terms of like A to B. Everything was in. We were completely unpacked within 2 days. By the end of the weekend, we had everything. And Shane took the last of the boxes down like 2 days ago. And that's it. We're in. It's our home. And we're really happy, which is really nice.
Nice.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, you're doing a lot better than me because I've been home, I think, so we got back Saturday. We're now recording it 4 days later and I'm still jet lagged. I'm still like
really?
All over the place. I didn't get to sleep till like 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh, my God.
I'm super tired now. I don't know when I'm supposed to be eating. It's been a whole thing. I don't know. It's just adjusting has been weird.
Yeah.
It's almost like you've never done it before.
Yeah, I know. You do this all the time and you're struggling so much.
I know, but it's really hit me this time. I don't know why. Our flight, I think what may have had something to do with it is our flight was very much, like, very delayed. So our flight was supposed to leave. It was supposed to be a day flight. It was supposed to leave at about midday, Australia time, Australian Eastern time, and get in here about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
That sounds lovely.
Which normally, perfect, you know, you get in, you kind of stay up, go to bed, blah, blah, blah. But our flight got delayed.
Oh.
So we didn't leave until about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, man.
And so we got in a lot later and then I don't think I was tired enough to sleep properly. And, you know, I was kind of rattled from the flight because it was a weird flight, I have to say.
Right.
After all the delays. I haven't really had a flight like it before. It
what
was pretty
happened?
Full. So it was
what
on an A3.
Are you not
it,
telling
it was on
us?
An A380. So it's a double decker. You know, it's like, it seats like 500 people or something nearly. And it was pretty full. Like I've flown a couple of them recently and they are like half empty. This one was pretty full and I wasn't really sure why. I don't know. I still don't know. And, you know, it was obviously very delayed. And when we got on the plane, we settled in and we had a little extra spare seat next to us, which was lovely.
It's always a bonus.
Always good to have a spare seat, especially because we couldn't get any extra legroom seating. So all we could really do was have the spare seat. So that was nice. And as we're taking off, I hear some like rattling in like the galley areas and we're like in the very back section of the plane. So the very back's like toilets. Then there's our section of about 10 rows and then there's like food section, right? And I hear rattling in the food section and then I hear rattling in the back section and I'm like, what the fuck is rattling? We're taking off, right? It's like something fell in both sections. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Why is something fallen while we're taking off? Anyway, I was like, whatever. As soon as the captain turns the seatbelt sign off, two flight attendants appear from the back and they're bawling. Oh. They're crying.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? This is weird. I've never seen flight attendants cry over anything ever.
Did you think in that moment, like, oh, my God, we're going down?
I was like, oh, we've just taken it. What's happening?
Yeah, you would feel fairly safe if the plane's just taken off.
Right.
No, incorrect. Sorry, I'm just going to fact check you there. Takeoff and landing is the most dangerous time of a flight.
Well, that's true. That's true, actually. And so I was like, okay, I'm not sure. We're not like going down again, so it's not like the captain's gone, all right, we've got to land again straight away, so maybe it's not super duper pressing. Anyway, one of them kind of heads back down the other end of the plane and another one follows a few minutes later with a first aid kit. And I'm like, okay, maybe one of them's hurt themselves. Something's fallen, they've hurt themselves, I don't know. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Go back to my headphones, basically. And eventually the captain turns the seatbelt sign off. Bing. And I'm like, oh, God, I've kind of got to pee. So I get up. I walk to the back of the plane where the toilets are. And this, because it's a double-decker plane, there's stairs at the back of the plane that go up to upstairs is like all business class.
Yeah.
Downstairs is economy and first class.
Yeah, the section you wanted to go up. I'm pretty sure we had a Ronnie.
Yeah, which I still haven't gone up.
Reach out and say it's just where they sleep. They're flight attendants.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I didn't want to get arrested, so I didn't go up there. But I couldn't. So when I got to the toilet, when I got to where the toilets are, and like there's a number of toilets, obviously. Most of them are occupied except one where someone's kind of half in there. And I see her and these flight attendants who were crying, and one other person gathered around the stairs, and I can see poking out from the stairs, 2 feet.
Oh, dear.
And I'm like, oh, I wonder what's going on here.
Okay.
And as I just kind of get there and I'm waiting for the toilet and I sort of just clock what's going on. And as I sort of turn to see what's happening, the people around rush towards these feet and they go, oh, and I went, oh, shit. And then one of them goes, should we turn her on her side? And I was like, I'm out. So I start walking back to my seat because I'm like things are going through my head, like they're crying because someone's like about to die and, you know, this person's on the stairs and I don't know what's happening. So I'm like, shit, what is happening? I go back to my seat, and as I'm walking back to my seat, one of the flight attendants just turns around to the people who are up the other end and just goes, help!
Oh, no.
I was like,
oh, that's scary.
That's the one word you don't want to hear on a flight.
What the fuck? And all the people in the back, it was like a movie. All the people in the back are like turning around and like getting out of their seat. And then all these people are rushing to the back of the plane. And then the flight attendants are running down the back of the plane. One of them's like stayed up at where the food is and is on the phone like bing, 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 bing. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Then he's talking to the captain or something. He puts the phone away and he runs back, closes the curtains. Oh. And I'm sitting in, I get back into my seat. The woman across from me is like, what's going on? And I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I think someone might be sick. I'm not sure. I'm like, someone's about to die here.
And this is just after takeoff.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, we're not turning around. I'm looking at the map. I'm like, well, we're not turning around. We're not. The captain hasn't said, oh, we've got to land because of an emergency on the plane. So I'm like, okay, what's happening? Anyway, there's just sort of a commotion for 5 minutes and everyone sort of is like on edge, like, what is going on? Yeah. And then a woman comes back. So she's sitting in the aisle across from me. And she comes back. She's talking to her friend. She goes, oh, it's fine. A woman just fainted on the stairs. And I was like, oh, God.
Oh, well, that was a lot of build up for a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, all of this for nothing. So anyway, it made for a very tense plane experience.
I feel so
let down.
Why
were the flight attendants panicking so much?
I don't.
I feel like I just went to the cinema and watched this amazing action movie with all of this build up and like someone pulled a fire alarm at the last second and I didn't get to see the end of it. That was such a build up.
Maybe they had a seizure or something, because that is a bit scary. But I don't get why the flight attendants were walking away and then walked back. You said they were crying.
I don't know what happened.
And then they went.
They were crying. So I don't know if the crying was related to the person fainting or not. The fainting happened after the crying. I'm not sure if it was related to the same person. I don't know what the crying, but the crying put into my head like there's someone who's like, this person's dying, because I was like crying, person on the stairs, people freaking out. I was like, there's someone dying.
What did the rattling have to do with it?
I don't know. I just heard rattling and I saw crying. I thought maybe someone's hurt themselves. I'm not sure why there was crying. I'm not sure why
this
there
is
was
like
rattling.
An episode of Lost. There's so many strange plane related like incidents that all kind of relate, and then none of them get resolved. That's great.
I don't know.
That was my plane trip.
Sure, and so that you never got any word officially of like. The captain didn't come over the loudspeaker to say something or nothing?
Mm-mm. And everyone was angry already because everyone had missed like the connecting flights. And so it was just like everyone was just like, what is going on in this flight?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you
In fact, I don't know if the flight attendants had ever flown before because she came over, the main flight attendant came over, the bing, bing, bing at the end of the flight. She's like, I don't really know anything about connecting flights, so please don't ask me about them. And I was like, what? So anyway.
Well, good story, I guess.
No, I'll be the first to say that was a pretty shit story. It was a great hook.
I'm glad I didn't have to see someone die on the stairs.
100%. And that is scary when when you see something like that. It's hard to forget. Like you kind of, it is your adrenaline just shoots up and you're just like, what the fuck is going on? Can you imagine being on a plane where someone just dropped dead? Like how... What do they do for the rest of the flight? Do they have to land and get them off? Like, I don't know. So
I don't know.
I'm glad it was all okay.
I've been on a plane once before where, and this is the thing that kind of confused me, is I've been on a plane once before when the flight attendant, something, I don't know what was happening, but everything was calm and we just heard a ding, ding, ding. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's a doctor on board, could they please make themselves known to one of the flight attendants? And I was like, oh, shit. Mm. But at least it was calm. This one was just, I've never seen in my life a flight attendant just turn around and go, help. Yeah. I was like, whoa, what is happening?
Yeah, I mean, my thought was always like, you know, if you've got two flight, they must have been having a seizure or something because that's a bit more battle stations because you've got to make sure that they don't hit their head on anything.
I don't know.
Whereas a fainting incident, like someone faints and then they wake up, like, and you've got to look after them afterwards, make sure they don't, stand up quickly, make sure that they're resting and, you know, being looked after. But, like, it's not battle stations. It's just someone fainting. People faint all the time. Sounds like the air hosties were maybe a little badly trained. All that panic for nothing. You're supposed to keep your passengers
all
calm.
All that panic for nothing is,
All right. Well.
But anyway. Should we get to a question?
Should we get into a question? Let's.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's do it. All right, I have a question here from Ronnie. Ronnie writes, I work solo in a small office over an hour away from the main office slash factory. There are three of us who work doing admin reception, and I've just found out the other two women are leaving at the end of the week, only giving 1 week notice. We are all casual employees. I'm now in a position that I'll have to commute over 2 hours every day, in brackets, country mountain roads, and do the job of three people while also training up two new staff members. This is causing me really bad anxiety. More work, but less money at the end due to petrol. Should I agree to only doing this for a certain period of time? Do I ask for more pay? I don't know how I'm going to do this. I would love your advice. Thanks, a stressed Ronnie. So I think what Ronnie's saying is, they have to drive further because they have to go to this other office that the other employees are working at. Yeah. 100,000,000% ask for more money.
Definitely.
Or at the very least to compensate you for the petrol, the extra petrol that you're going to have to be using to get to the other office.
Yeah. Could they give you a petrol card perhaps, you know, cover your petrol?
Yeah, because that's just, that's so shit. And how long do you have to train these people for? Do you have to train them for months? Is it a week? Do you know what I mean? Like if it's a week, I would still be asking your boss and saying, hey, you know, I've got to drive further. It's costing me a fortune in petrol. Can I get compensated for the extra petrol while I'm training people? And yes, training people while trying to do the work of three people, that is additional responsibilities. I mean, I don't know how it works at your office, Ronnie, but could you ask to timesheet and get paid a loading for that extra work and then you just timesheet for the time you're doing it? But absolutely, you should go to your boss and you should explain your worth and your value and that you are doing additional duties and driving further for the same amount of money. But I mean, potentially just ask for a pay rise. You're the most senior person there now. Maybe that gives you legs to stand on and say,
true.
Hey, I'm taking on this extra responsibility. I'm the most senior. I would like a pay rise, please.
Yeah, I think that because the other thing is it's not just the cost of the petrol. It's also the cost of the time, the traveling, the hour each way every day, which is an absolute pain in the ass at best. So I think definitely you need some sort of monetary compensation or some kind of like, I don't know, can you like start later or finish earlier or something where you kind of skip the traffic a little bit so that you don't have to spend, you know, an hour in traffic or something like that?
It's not traffic. She's saying that she uses country mountain roads.
Oh,
it's just distance.
Sure.
She's literally just having to drive further.
Yep.
And the problem is she can't finish and leave later because she's got to get all the work done and train these new people. There's no, she can't take less hours.
Can you put it on your work to get you a helicopter?
There's an idea.
You never know.
I wish I could catch a helicopter.
Maybe they're a factory for helicopters. They're a factory. Maybe they are a factory for helicopters. That'd be easy. That'd be handy.
Ronnie, if they are a factory of helicopters, I think you know what to do.
And if they are not, now is your time to ask for a pay rise. Yeah. I mean, Ronnie is casual. Like, could you even ask to go to like a part-time contract so that you get, if annual leave and sick leave are important to you, is this your chance to maybe go onto a contract?
I think it's hard as a casual because you don't have necessarily the protections that you might otherwise have if you were a part-time or full-time employee. But I do think you are well within your rights to say, I can only do this for a certain amount of time or once these people are trained effectively and efficiently, can I go back to being at my current place of work? Because at the end of the day, probably a big part of the reason that you work there is because it's close to you. You know, if you had to drive an hour each day, would you have taken the job in the first place? Quite probably not. You know, so you're well within your rights to say, look, you know, I can't make this work or whatever. I mean, I don't know if you have kids or whatever, but I do think that workplaces, for some reason, workplaces, if you say, oh, God, I just can't drive that far, they'll be like, too bad. But if you say, I can't drive that far because I got to pick the kids up from school, they'll be like, oh, my God, of course, no. You have to. You have to be there for the kids.
I know, right?
So, you know, can you invent a couple of kids and just say, I got to be here for the kids?
What, they just appeared out of nowhere? All of a sudden, Ronnie has kids that she didn't have before.
Yeah, your ex-husband came out of the blue, contacted you out of the blue and said, by the way, I've got the kids. I don't know how didn't know about them.
I mean, yeah, by the way, you're pregnant. No, that's not how it works.
By the way, I'm pregnant.
I was pregnant
all this time. What do you guys think of like allowances for people with pets? Like to the same extent that people get allowances for people with kids?
No way.
Come on, Franco, you've got to be on my side on this one.
I think that the pet allowance shouldn't be as much as it is for kids, but I still think there should be a allowance because, you know.
Look, if your dog's sick, like really sick, and you've got to rush home and take him to the vet, then sure. But
yeah,
there's a lot of allowances that come with kids. Oh, I've got to take him to the doctor. I've got to take him to the dentist. Oh, I've got to pick him up from school. Oh, school's called and he's been a little shit. I've got to take him home. Oh, school's called and he's got a fever. I've got to take him home. That's a lot of allowances and you don't get them for your pets. If your dog's like, oh, I'm a little bit sad, you don't get to rush home for your dog. I'm
Why?
Sorry.
No. Why not? So many dogs go to school. They go to puppy preschool and they are there. And then what if the preschool calls you and goes, oh God, Bingo's just been sick everywhere. You got to come get him. You got to go get him. You can't just leave him there. Sorry, work. I've got to go get Bingo. Bingo's not feeling well.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what though? Like, it's like, I always thought of this with smokers because you'd always see, I mean, I feel like smoking is significantly less common these days, but I used to always think of this when you'd see the people who, like, the smokers who would, you know, every hour, every couple of hours, they'd go have their smoker, and you'd be like, how come they get their 10 minutes to go and smoke a cigarette, but I'm sat here toiling away, you know?
100%, but I think everyone should just get up and take a break every hour or so. Like, whether it's to have a cigarette, whether it's to go have a cup of tea, whether it's to go chat to your mate down the hallway. Like, of course, when I smoked and I worked in a call center, we actually had, God, wasn't I a cliche? We had set break times. So you would get, you'd start at 9 at, I think it was like 10:15 or something, you'd get a 15-minute break, and everyone got that 15-minute break. So it wasn't just
that's not too
bad. Smokers, although all the smokers would get up and go downstairs and have their cigarette. But, you know, everyone could get up.
The worst is, like, there were times when I would, like, I'd need to talk to somebody who was a smoker, and I'd go to their office or I'd go to their desk and they wouldn't be there. And I'd be like, where's old mate? And he'd be like, oh, he's on a smoker. And I'm like, bro, you don't get to just skirt your responsibilities as a worker just because you have an addiction.
Why not? Why not?
Anyone, I know it's a disease, but still.
It was once upon a time very normal.
Yeah, I know, once upon a time.
But I've got no problem with that. When people make the argument about work from home versus working in the office, people talk about how much time they waste in an office just wasting time. I don't count going to the toilet as wasting time, but like getting caught chatting to Bob in the kitchen, or, going to the front desk to see if they've got chocolates in the bowl, or, you know, you end up bloody going for a walk. Here's the thing. When I went to the pub yesterday for this farewell lunch, and both times. So the three of us were at the pub near my work.
Yeah.
I saw at least two tables of people from my office there having lunch, drinking, all of that.
Oh, well.
Same thing yesterday when I went.
When the three of us used to work together, the show would finish at 9 o'clock, maybe sometimes a little bit later. And like when I worked from home through COVID, and Franco, you might feel this way as well because you were notorious for not doing any work in the office. You'd get your work done so quickly. Like, there would be an hour where we would just talk shit and we'd record the podcast and we wouldn't do any work. And then I'd be like, shit, I've got to get a promo on the air. And then you got to rush to get the two promos on the air. And then you finish that and you're like, all right, should I go home? And then you got someone coming in, you're having a chat, and then you're talking about tomorrow, and you're talking about what's coming up and blah, blah, blah. When I was at home, you'd finished, you're like, all right, here's the promos we're doing, whack out the promos. And then if anyone wants to call you later in the day, sure, but you weren't sitting there for hours on end just talking shit.
Yeah, exactly.
There were times when I would want to leave, but I'd be standing there talking to everybody, just talking shit, and I'd be like, all right, guys, I'm going to go. And then we'd start another conversation up.
The whole idea, the whole point of what happened when we worked at the radio station is that sometimes there would be days like that where, you know, we do the show and then we literally dick around for 3 to 4 hours because we could. And then there were the days where we had a stunt on or we had like guests to prepare for and stuff. And sometimes we'd be in the office until nighttime.
Well, that's true.
And it kind of made sense that, we can dick around because we have the freedom to now. And when we've got work to do, we'll do it. Then COVID happened and we didn't do any of those like massive stunts and we didn't have massive guests to prepare for or anything. So it was, and there was no dicking around. So the show would finish at 9 a.m. and I'd do maybe another hour or so of work and then I was done. So my job became just seeming like I was still working.
Well,
just like picking up the phone at the right time and just making people think that I was like super busy still so that I didn't get more work shoveled onto me.
The thing that's funny about that, Franco, is that when before COVID, you were often late with stuff or late with work or didn't get things done quite in the timeline that people were expecting it. And
he'd always publish the video on time, though, at 5 o'clock, always.
But
people would kick off if the video wasn't up.
Yeah, look, I didn't really know how to work in that job. It took me a while to figure it out.
You got distracted a lot. Like there wasn't a time. I feel like, you know, look, I would get very distracted, but I would then be like, all right, I've got to go and do this. I feel like you just didn't have that. You just would get distracted and just 4 hours would pass and you'd be like, oh, shit, I've got to go home and
work.
Do the whole video.
So for the most part, and like, look, when I lived and worked in Melbourne, I kind of thought because I was like at work all the time and I didn't really have many hobbies and I lived by myself that like everything that I did was work, and I tried a few different things. I kind of think the way that I worked that was the most effective was when I would go to work, we'd do the breakfast show in the morning. I would dick around after the breakfast show for literally 4 to 5 hours, and that would take me through lunch until about 2 o'clock.
Yeah,
2 o'clock was when I was meant to go home and have a life. And because I didn't have a life, I would go home and then do the work I needed to do.
Yeah,
I'd send the video off. Fair enough. I think I'd send it to get approved at like 5 p.m. and then I would post it at 6 p.m. Yep. And then I'd have dinner and go to bed because work was my entire life. So the dicking around just happened during the day.
Yeah, and we had a lot of fun. Like, we were all mates, so it was just like it was to it. And that, I think for a lot of us, like, yeah, COVID was shit, but I think for a lot of us it was a life. And unfortunately, Franco, for you, you weren't with us because you went back to Wollongong and were still working on the show. But being able to come into the office every day and see everyone when Melbourne was in its strictest lockdowns saved me 100%, because we still had shit times and we were still, you know, wanting desperately for life to go back to normal. But having those hours where you would talk shit and you would, like, you know, dig around and have fun, it just felt like you were hanging out with mates half the time. So, yeah.
And look, if we didn't dick around as much as we did, we wouldn't be doing this podcast right now. So, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Exactly. Ronnie, ask for a pay rise. Ask for compensation for your petrol. Sorry we went on this tangent. Let us know how you go.
The moral of the story is, if you don't get paid more, just dick around more. I don't know.
I don't know what the point is.
Yeah, dick around more, Ronnie. Thank you for listening to the Can We Help You podcast. A very special shout out to Jackson, who is editing this episode. It might not sound like it to you, but we have had a hell of a lot of freezing.
And I
wish we could do it in person every day. I wish we could go back to the pub.
80% of what you've said this episode, Franco. I will only now that I'm editing it. So.
Yeah, exactly. I've had to repeat stories a million times, and it's just been great. Look, can find us at Can We Help You Podcast on socials. To get in touch, you can hit us up there, or you can go to our website, canwehelpyoupodcast.com.
Pay your listener tax. Questions. All the places Franco just said, we need your questions. It's that time of year. It's always that time of year. Send them through. and we'll answer them.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. We'll be back in a few days.
See ya.
Catch you then. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.